This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki-led interim government completes 100 days in office. Government claims to have taken concrete steps to curb wasteful spending and strengthen financial discipline. Nepali Communist Party holds Unity Masses Assembly in Kathmandu. Leaders emphasize on timely elections to steer country's politics and constitution into right direction. Over 10,000 polling stations to be set up across nation for March 5th House of Representatives elections. And US carries out massive strike against IS in Syria. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said her government has taken concrete steps to curb wasteful spending and strengthen financial discipline during its first 100 days in office. Addressing the nation on the 100-day milestone today, Prime Minister Karki said unauthorized facilities enjoyed by current and former officials had been withdrawn, saving public funds, while 500 security personnel and vehicles deployed in excess of standards were returned to public service. Prime Minister Karki said 119 billion rupees in budget allocations had been reprioritized and redirected to major development projects alongside the launch of an integrated business revival plan for struggling enterprises. The government also scrapped 38 unnecessary offices and cut 323 posts to reduce the state's financial burden. More than 50,000 public complaints were addressed through the Hello Government platform. Daily water supply from Melamchi reached 200 million liters in Kathmandu and 101 megawatt of electricity was added to the national grid. On security, she said most weapons looted during recent unrest had been recovered and damaged. Police officers reopened. The Prime Minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to holding free, fair and timely parliamentary elections, urging citizens, especially young voters, to express their aspirations through the ballot rather than street protests. The Nepali Communist Party organized a Unity Masses Assembly in Kathmandu today. Addressing the Unity Assembly held at Prigati Mandap in Kathmandu, NCP leaders said that elections are the right and appropriate option to bring the country's politics and constitution onto a smooth path. At the assembly, NCP coordinator Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stated that the election of the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March must be held in order to provide an outlet for the country. Coordinator Prachanda said elections rather than the reinstatement of the dissolved parliament would provide a smoother way forward for the nation and therefore everyone must work to create an environment for free, fair and fraud-free elections. Speaking at the Unity Assembly, Party Joint Coordinator Madhav Kumar Nepal said that his party would play a role in correcting past weaknesses and ending corruption in the country. He appealed to the public to grant his party a majority in the elections to promote good governance and social justice. A total of 10,967 polling stations will be set up across the country for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026. In the previous elections, there were 10,892 polling stations. The Election Commission has added 168 polling stations to facilitate voting. The voting stations that were inconvenient and not in use have been removed and shifted to more convenient locations. This was done based on a review of the polling stations where errors in the name and address of the polling stations were corrected and partial or all voters will be transferred to a location that is more convenient for them. The Commission had earlier informed the voters through a notice about the review of the polling stations. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kulman Ghising, who also holds the portfolio of the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development said that the government will terminate the contracts of construction companies failing to deliver on time. Addressing an interaction program organized by the Chitwan Chamber of Commerce and Industry today, the ministers said that there are over 3,000 road and bridge contracts and in some cases the contractors remain unidentified. Minister Ghising clarified that in such situations, the government is left with no option but to either ensure the work or terminate the contracts. Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank, Dr. Bishwa Paudel, has directed banks to expand credit to small and undeserved communities and to foster more harmonious relationships with the private sector. Speaking at an interaction program with stakeholders on the theme, the role of Nepal Rashtra Bank in Centre and Madhya's province for economic transformation held in Birgans, Governor Dr. Paudel said the country's economy is suffering not so much from a lack of resources as from a lack of confidence and morale. The governor said the national economy is gradually returning to a path of recovery and claimed there is no need for panic as investments in transport infrastructure and the electricity sector are increasing. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिनको लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाउँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुहोस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14 15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A joint security patrol has begun in the Kurala area along the Nepal-China border in Mustang, which shares the border with Tibet, the autonomous region of China. Despite the extreme cold, security personnel from both countries have regularized the joint patrol. Chief of the Police Force, APF 33 Number Company Headquarters, Jomsom, DSP Peshraj Giri said the patrol aims to prevent potential cross-border crimes including smuggling, poaching and other activities that could threaten border security. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The US says its military has carried out a massive strike against the Islamic State group IS in Syria in response to a deadly attack on American forces in the country. The BBC cited the US Central Command CENTCOM as saying fighter jets attack helicopters and artillery struck more than 70 targets at multiple locations across central Syria. Aircraft from Jordan were also involved. It said the operation employed more than 100 precision munitions targeting known IS infrastructure and weapons sites. President Donald Trump said US is striking strongly against IS strongholds following the 13th of December IS ambush in the city of Palmyra, in which two US soldiers and a US citizen interpreter were killed. Doctors Without Borders, known by its French initials MSF, has warned that babies and children in the Gaza Strip are dying from harsh winter weather, calling on Israel to ease its aid blockade as the military continues to violate the ceasefire. Al Jazeera cited Said Asad Abedin as saying a 29-day-old premature baby died from severe hypothermia in southern Gaza's Khan Yunis. On Friday, MSF said winter storms combined with the already dire living conditions are increasing health risks. Another two-week old baby, Muhammad Khalil Abu Al-Khair, froze to death without access to proper shelter or clothing earlier this week. According to Gaza's Ministry of Health, the death toll from extreme weather stood at 13 as of Thursday. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Karnali and Sudhupashchim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki-led interim government completes 100 days in office. Government claims to have taken concrete steps to curb wasteful spending and strengthen financial discipline. Nepali Communist Party holds Unity Masses Assembly in Kathmandu. Leaders emphasize on timely elections to steer country's politics and constitution into right direction. Over 10,000 polling stations to be set up across nation for March 5th House of Representatives elections. And US carries out massive strike against IS in Syria. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.